Money is next. Time now for the sunny side of sports with Sonny Young. Hello, Sonny.
Happy Tuesday, Yehias.
Sonny, I understand you're kicking off with more World Cup football news.
Yehias, we're now only 9 days away to the kickoff of the Football World Cup in Brazil. African champion Nigeria is here in the USA this evening, getting ready to go against Greece in a friendly World Cup warm-up match in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The game will be played at PPL Park, the home field of Major League Soccer's Philadelphia Union Club. Nigeria's head coach, Stephen Keshi, is expected to field a stronger lineup than the one that drew 2-2 with Scotland last week in another friendly in London. Keshi named his 23-man World Cup team on Monday. He included veteran defender Joseph Yobo, as well as experienced goalkeepers Vincent Enyema and Austin Ejide. All three players will be competing in their third World Cup. Keshi also selected three local players for Nigeria's World Cup team: defenders Azubuike Egwuekwe of Warri Wolves and Kunle Odunlami of Sunshine Stars, as well as goalkeeper Chigozie Agbim of Gombe United. Nigeria's opponent later Tuesday night, Greece, is also going to the World Cup. The Greeks are in a first-round group that also includes Colombia, Japan, and Ivory Coast. The Super Eagles of Nigeria, meanwhile, are grouped with Iran, Bosnia-Herzegovina, and two-time World Cup champion Argentina for the first round of football's premier event. From Philadelphia, the Super Eagles will spread their wings and head south for their final World Cup warm-up match Saturday against the United States in Jacksonville, Florida. The USA is coming off a 2-1 victory over Turkey Sunday in a friendly World Cup warm-up match played in Harrison, New Jersey, near New York City. Last week, the Americans defeated Azerbaijan 2-0 in another World Cup warm-up match played in San Francisco, California. U.S. goalkeeper Tim Howard assessed the team's performance after the victory over the Turks.
Well, today was another step forward, a different opponent. They gave us a different look tactically. And from an individual standpoint, they had a lot of quality. So the fact that we can get another win, and I thought we played well, that caused us some problems in the first half. We defended really narrow. We changed that, which a good team has to do, be able to change and depending on what the game gives us. So for us, it was another step forward. Good. Go down to Jacksonville. Hopefully we can get another win and continue to feel good about ourselves.
Meanwhile, I think Fabian Johnson is feeling pretty good about himself after the victory over Turkey. Johnson scored his first goal in 21 appearances for the U.S. men's national soccer team, and it was a beautiful goal. In the 28th minute, Fabian worked a wonderful combination with midfielder Michael Bradley, the son of former USA and Egypt coach Bob Bradley. Johnson describes his goal for us.
We had a corner, Turkey defended it well. It bounced to me. Yeah, I was looking for a guy who I can play with. I passed it to Bradley. He gave it a sticker right through me, through the hole. And I think I just stood it perfect in the straight in the far corner.
After setting up Fabian Johnson's goal with a splendid pass, Michael Bradley said the Americans can take some good things away from the match.
Yeah, I thought there were a lot of positives. The main thing for us is just trying to move ourselves along as we get forward to as we get closer to the first game against Ghana. The crowd and the atmosphere were amazing today, and so it was a good afternoon.
That's midfielder Michael Bradley, who earlier this year joined Major League Soccer's Toronto FC club from the Italian side AS Roma. Bradley is expected to be one of the key players for the USA at the upcoming World Cup in Brazil. In more World Cup news, Uruguay's team doctor says star striker Luis Suarez is recovering well from knee surgery and is expected to play in the World Cup opener versus Costa Rica on June 14th. Suarez returned to Uruguay's training camp on Monday. And Dr. Alberto Pan says he practiced without pain. Meanwhile, teammate Diego Forlan says Suarez is in very good spirits. He's coming off a tremendous season for Liverpool in the English Premier League, one in which he led the EPL with 31 goals. I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Joining us once again from Johannesburg is our African football guru, David Legg. And David has his latest African football quiz question for us.
Who was the most successful coach of an African team at all the World Cups? Now, I stress an African team. So in other words, it can be a foreign coach or it can be an African coach. Now, what's very important is how you decide who has been the most successful. And what you do, Sonny, is you base it on percentage success. And what you do is you look at the record of each coach. Now, for example, I'm going to pick out one coach, Vidinic. He coached Morocco in 1970, and he coached what was then called Zaire in 1974. So he coached at two consecutive World Cups with different countries. Now, his record, Sonny, and he's obviously not the winner, that's why I can mention him, is six matches played, one draw and five defeats. And unfortunately, the reason he saw his team score only two goals but concede 20 is, of course, Zaire were hammered 9-0 at the 1974 World Cup by the then Yugoslavia. So in other words, Sonny, he's played six matches. Now, in each match, you've got 3 points available for a win. So that's a total of 18 points. And he got one draw, so he only got 1 point. So what you do is you get that one, the 1 point, you divide it by 18, which is the potential total, and then you multiply by 100. And that's how you work out your percentage success. Because, Sonny, it's the only fair way to do it because, like, you take a coach like Henri Michel of France. He's coached at nine matches at the World Cup, and then other coaches have only coached at, say, three. So I think this is a very fair system. So what we want to know is who has been the most successful coach of an African team at the World Cups. And that's going, Sonny, from 1934 to 2010. And I'm sure you're going to have a very good prize or prizes for the winners because they're going to sweat a bit on this one, Sonny.
Yes, David, we will have some of those delightful VOA goodies for the winners. Why don't we set a deadline, David, of July 13th, which is when the World Cup final will be played in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. David and I will now give our addresses where you can send your entries. And once again, we have a July 13th deadline for our latest African football quiz question. VOA!
It's David.Legg, and Legg is spelled L-E-G-G-E, at AFP, that's Agence France-Presse.com. So I'll just repeat that one more time. It's David.Legg, L-E-G-G-E, at AFP.com.
You can send me email at sunny@voanews.com. Sonny is spelled S-O-N-N-Y. And pick up a pen or a pencil and a piece of paper. My full postal mailing address is The Sunny Side of Sports, Voice of America, 330 Independence Avenue Southwest, room 1613, Washington, D.C., 20237.
Voice of America, VOA, Washington.
This is the Voice of America, Washington, D.C.
In African athletics, Kenyan star David Rudisha is keeping his head up after a seventh place finish here in the USA. After an injury-filled 2013 season, Rudisha returned to competition over the weekend at the IAAF Prefontaine Classic Diamond League meet in Eugene, Oregon. It was his first race in more than a year. Kenya's Olympic champion and world record holder at the 800-meter distance looked like his old self during the first lap, following right behind the pacemaker. But Rudisha faded badly in the final 200 meters. Olympic silver medalist Nigel Amos of Botswana set a new meet record of 1 minute 43.63 seconds to win the race in Eugene. David Rudisha clocked 1 minute 44.87 seconds. Speaking after the race, Rudisha said the body needs competition to build speed, and he was tiring over the last 100 meters. Still, David Rudisha said he's satisfied with his time, and it's a good start after such a long break from racing. I know David Rudisha is going to be winning races once again very soon. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the sunny side of